Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the sixth day of Nachamov, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Our Perek is going to open up to talk about the laws of Mu'odim, animals that are considered already warned, or the owners are considered already warned, and pay full damages right from the beginning. Just like the previous chapter started off with Bregel, regular damages caused by an animal's just walking or trampling. According to Shmuel, who learns that shor means regal, so our parak also begins with regal as well. Ketzad haregel mu'edes. How does the feet of the animal become used to become a mu'ed? L'shaber b'derech ilucha, says the Mishnah, to break things as she walks. She breaks vessels as she's walking. And not just the feet or foot itself, but also things that come under that category of regel are things which will make a mu'ed. Because a behemo mu'edes lahalech kedarko l'shaber. An animal is accustomed to walk like the normal way and to cause damage as it walks if things are in its way. And therefore the owners have to pay for the damage, full damage. An owner is expected to be careful and watch his animal. This, however, is only talking about if the damage occurs in the property of the nizak, in the property of the owner of the things that got damaged. But if this happened in a public domain, in a shus harabim, then the animal just caused damage in its normal procedure of walking down the street or walking down the thoroughfare, the owners would be exempt. Why? Because the people who put their kalim or put their vessels in the street, they're the ones who should have guarded and thought that if animals have the right of way to go as well, then it's quite likely they'll be broken if they don't move them away. Hosa muva'etes. What happens if an animal was kicking aggressively and caused damage, not in the normal way of walking? Oy shahoyot sroiros, or there were pebbles that were shooting out from under its feet as it was walking. Vishibra esakelim, and she broke vessels as a result of either of these two methods, either kicking or pebbles darting out from under its feet. Meshalom nechatsin hazek. In both cases, the owner of the animal pays half damages. Why? In the case of Mava'etis, in the case of kicking, she's not doing the normal type of thing. It's an unusual and it's aggressive behavior. Therefore, it's not at all the regal. It doesn't fall under normal things that an animal does. It comes under what's called Karen, unusual behavior, aggressive behavior. And therefore, the owners get it three chances. This is Chatzi Nezek for the first three times. And with a case of pebbles that are springing out from under its feet, even though that would seem to be coming under the classification of regal because it happens while she's walking normally, but because it didn't cause damage directly with its feet, but it happened with something that came, which we call mikoicha, from that resulted after she was walking through, it's not the actual feet of the animal that caused the damage or the body of the animal, but the pebbles that were brought up from its feet that caused the damage. Therefore, it's only called Chatzi Nezek. This is known as Chatzi Nezek Tzroiros. And we have a Kabbalah that this will only get half page. The owner only have to get penalized by half the damage, Chatzi Nezek. There is, however, a difference between these two examples of damages, both of which attract a penalty of Chatzi Nezek, with one very important difference. In the case of kicking of Mava'etas, even if this takes place in Rishus HaRabim, the owner will be chayv, because it's a tult of Karen. It's aggressive behavior. That an owner has to be careful, even in Rishus HaRabim, you have to watch out for that. However, in the case of the Chatzi Nezek Tzroiros, the pebbles shooting out, this will not be, an owner of the animal will not be chayv for damages if that happens in a Rishus HaRabim. It's only the Mishnah only talking about it if it's in Rishus HaNizik, if it happened in the property of the victim, the one who suffered the damage. Drosa al hakli. What happens if the animal treads on top of a, steps on a keli as it's walking in the normal way, and this is in the Rishus HaNizik? Vishibrato, and broke it. And not only broke it, v'nofal al keliacher v'shivrei. And then this keli fell on another keli and broke it. So, The first one is a direct hit from its feet, and the second one is from the koyach of its feet. Well, in that case, ala rishon mishalem nezek shalem, says the Mishnah. For the first keli, the owner has to pay full damages, because that's clearly a nezek of regel, caused by normal walking, which a person, the owner of the animal's chayiv in the rishus of the nizek we're talking about, the one who suffered the damage. V'ala acharein, but for the second keli, even though that's in a chatzin nezek mishalem, even it's in the shus of the nizek mishalem chatzin nezek, he only pays half damages. That is tsroiros. That did not happen from the second keli. Was not broken directly by his feet, but it was indirectly. It came through another keli, which the animal broke directly. According to Tosfos, the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even though it stepped on it with so much strength that the break of the keli caused another keli to break, we might have thought, well, maybe that's aggressive behavior. Maybe therefore you only pay chatzin nezek with the first one too. No, the Mishnah says no. Yes, it was a heavy hit, but it still caused, not by aggressive behavior, it was regel. It's called regel. Others say that what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, and Mukhi Yosef learns the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us that sometimes a person's animal can cause two different forms of damage and get two different penalties for the one act. Here, the ox did one act, used its regel to walk through someone's property and caused damage to two different kalim, and yet on the first one that's nezek and the second one's chazi nezek. Continues the Mishnah, Hatarnagoilim mu'odin lahalech kedarkon ulashaber. Chickens have a reputation of being a mu'od. That means the owner's chayv, first off, to pay full damages as they walk and cause damage, because that's what chickens do. They expect it to walk around, and therefore the owner has to be careful of their damage caused by them, also with the shen, with the teeth, in Rishos HaNizek. Again, if it's regel, it's only in Rishos HaNizek. Hoyodolil, what happens, kosher baragel, let's say there's a thread or a string got attached to the feet of the chicken. Oshoy mahadis, or it was jumping, or digging its feet into the ground, or mashabris akelim, and broke vessels that way, either by the string that was around the animals, the chicken's feet, that schlepped a glass bottle or something and broke it, or because of the tsuras, because of the pebbles that were brought up by the chicken's jumping. In each case, Meshalim Chatzin Nezek, the owner of the chicken only pays half damages, like the law of Tsroiros, because these are things which are indirect. However, if the chicken caused directly as it was walking, that's different. Then it would pay full damages. Anything attached to the body is considered like the body itself. Farshim explain that in the Mishnah, based on the Gemara, that the Mishnah is talking about the string of Hafker. It got attached to the feet of the Tarnagol. Or it was a string that was hidden and put out of reach of the chicken, and then the chicken somehow found it. And in both cases, the owner of the chicken is considered onus, is considered like an accident in such a case. If the Tarnagol broke it, then he's only chayv for chatzi nezek, din of tzoros. If, however, the owner was responsible and negligent, he didn't put away the string properly, then even if it broke the kalim through the string causing damage, he would be chayv to pay full nezek. It's like a person leaves a stone or a knife on top of a roof and it falls down and causes damage. The owner would likewise be chayv in full damages, not half. Mishnah base. Ketzad Hashen Mu'edis. How is the teeth of an animal become a mu'ed? And the damage that's caused by it makes it a mu'ed immediately. Lechol es haroila, only in respect of eating something that's normally food for an animal. And therefore, habahema mu'edas lechol peris v'yorkis. For example, an animal is a mu'ed, is considered natural for it to eat fruits and vegetables. And if it does eat these things of someone else's property in Shus HaNizek, the owner will be chayv full damages. And if it needs to, and if it's in a bucket, for example, and the animal broke the bucket or broke the basket trying to eat the vegetables in it, he'll be chayv for the basket, full damages as well, because that is natural for an animal to do. That's the damage caused called shen. Also, not chayv in Rishus HaRabim, only in Rishus of the Nizek. Ochlo ksusa keli. Now, what happens if the animal eats something unnatural for an animal to eat? It eats someone's hat. It eats someone's kalim, vessels. Meshalim chatzi nezek. The owner will pay only half damages because this is change from the normal manner. And anything changing from the normal manner, whether it's aggressive or does something very strange for an animal to do, it comes under the category of keren, which the owner has to pay only half damages for the first three times. By madavarim amurim, when do we say that if it ate fruits and vegetables, it pays full damage? Birshus hanizik, if it ate it in the rishus, the property of the owner of the vegetables, of the nizik. Indeed, as it says in the Torah, uvir bistei acher, an animal grazes or eats in someone else's field. And the same thing as we said in the previous Mishnah by Regel, when it causes damage by normal walking only in the shus of the nizik. Avul b'shus harabim. But if it eats someone's fruits in the shus harabim potter, he'll be exempt for pain. However, if it eats the ksus and kalim, even shus harabim, there is a chiv to pay chatzin nizik. Even though you could say that, well, The nizik did something strange. Is also because he left his clothing in the shus rabim, and normally there's a halacha: if you do something out of the ordinary and someone else does something out of the ordinary, then you're potter, the second person. He would not say that, and that's because it's not so out of the ordinary to put your keli down for a moment and shus rabim until you get a rest a bit, and therefore it has the din of karen, even shus rabim in this case. Vim nanes. What happens if the animal had benefit from the fruits and vegetables that it ate in the shus harabim, that the owners do not need to give it another feed, for example? Even though you're potter for the food they ate, but meshal mashananes, the owner of the animal still has to pay for the food or the value of the food that the owners escaped from eating. So, for example, it might have eaten nice, very expensive vegetables there in the shus harabim, or very expensive fruits, maybe worth $100. So what we say is, if there was 10 litres of those dates or figs, which are expensive, maybe worth $100, but he would normally give his animal 10 litres of barley, then that's what he has to pay. The value of what he would normally give it, and even that, not at the full price of barley, but a third less. What you'd sell it, a third less of what it's being sold in the market. Ketzad mashalim mashanenis. How do we work out that he only pays for what he had benefit? When do we say that he only pays in the shus harabim what she benefited from, not what she ate? Achla b'toch harchava. That's if she ate the fruits from the middle of the road, where people normally work, where the animals normally go. Then Mishal Mashananis, the owner of the animal only has to pay what he saved in not having to feed his animal. Mitzide Harchava, but if the animal ate from the fruits that were right on the side, where animals don't normally go, that's not considered Rishus Harabim, Mishal Mashizika. The owner will have to pay for the full damages what the fruit and actual vegetables he ate, like the Rishus of the Nizik. That's if the animal stood there, however. She stood on the side as well and ate on the side. If she actually stood in the middle of the highway in the road and just moved her head and ate from the sides of that road, of the highway, then again she'd have to pay only, the owner of the animal will only have to pay the benefit, what the opportunity or the cost of the food that he would have had to give for that price, what he normally feeds it. Mipesach achanos, similarly, if the animal ate from the fruits that are in the front of the shop, Mishal Mashananis, she only has to pay what she had benefit from. Because that's like the front of the shop facing the road is like a din of Rishus Harabim. Mitoich achanos. But if the animal goes right into the shop and eats from the fruit that are in the shop, that's off limits. That's called Rishus HaNizek. That's a Rishus of the person who suffered the damage. And as we said before, Mishalim Mashizika, then the owner has to pay the full damage of the full value of the damage of what he ate and not of what the animal ate and not what the animal would have been given as a cheap food or barley or anything like that.